Today's daf is daf lamed chet. And we were in the middle of fascinating sugya. We found out that there's a machlokes, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva, as to whether there exists a halacha of hetem mitztaref le'iser other than in kachim. Everybody is made when it comes to kachim because of the way that the Torah says that anything, a shekola sheyigaga bivsara yigdash, definitely there's a din of hetem mitztaref le'iser, no way to avoid that. However, if that is the only makar, then there's a rule you can't learn out chulin from kachim, and it's only unique to kodesh. According to Rabbi Akiva, actually there's also another location, possibly two locations. One other location is Nazir, because according to Rabbi Akiva, the din of Tam Ke'ikr, I know that from Giulei Akum, so therefore the only way to understand Mishrat is to tell me that there's a halakha Mishrat Anavim of Hetem Mitztaref Le'Isur. However, I can't go beyond that, because assuming I have both Chatat and Nazir, then we have Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'achad, maybe even three Ketuvim Abayim Ke'achad, maybe four, because we have Haktor of Chometz Legabi Avodas HaMinachot, and we have Chometz itself in Pesach. So all of those might be four unique situations in which we have this Din of Hetem Mitztaref Le'Isur. And in terms of the Halacha of Tam Ke'ikr, that indeed is universal, and we learned out the Kol HaTorah Kula from Giulei Akum. According to the Rabbanan, we can't learn out from Giulei Akum, because Giulei Akum is a special situation, it's a Kiddush, because it would certainly be Pogim. Nonetheless, the Torah is being mocked, but tell me a din that perhaps would be unique to Kelim, that the slight Pagam is also considered to be a taste that you have to be mocked on. And therefore, I only really know the din of Tam Ke'ikr from Mishrat, so I'm left with the halacha of Hetem Mitztaref Le'Isur purely by Kachin. These are the sugyas that we've had so far, up till yesterday, Lamed Zayin Amed Beis, where we got up to one line up from the bottom, huh? Four lines up from the bottom? Okay. Omele Ravashi L'Rav Kahana. I've got a little bit of a problem with this idea of Hetem Mitztaref Le'Isur by Nazir, because it says in the bright other Tanya, Mikol Asher Yaseh Migefen HaYayin, this pasuk Mikol Asher Yaseh is a ribui, everything. And the Brides have said that teaches us, Limeid al Yisurei Nazir, Sheheim Mitztarfim Zeh Im Zeh. But for heaven's sakes, according to Rabbi Akiva, you can even be mitztarif pas and yayin. Certainly, you can be mitztarif the chatzanim with the yayin. So, why do I need a post to tell me to be mitztarif things? If I mean hashta yeshloma l'Rabbi Akiva hashta yeshloma heter mitztarif l'isur isur l'isur mi boy. What kind of crazy thing is this? Now, you see from here, gentlemen, a very very strong indication that heter mitztarif l'isur does not require a tarovet. Because otherwise, this is a ridiculous question. The fact that I can put two things of Isser together and eat them, and it'll be a kezayit, that's got nothing to do with Hetem Mitztaref Le'Isur. If Hetem Mitztaref Le'Isur is only b'tarovet. So this is now a halacha to tell me, what about if it's not mixed? Fine, if it's mixed, I understand. We can be mitzaref, even pat and yayin. But how about if it's not mixed? Do I need to have a kezayit of each particular thing that Torah has, or can I put them all together and be chayiv? So I need a pasuk to tell me, miko, put them all together, you're also chayiv. That was the other meaning of the word siruv, siref. So if the Gemara is asking this, it seems rather clear that there's no din of tarovas by Hetem Mitztaref Le'Isur. And this is the way we were learning the entire sugya through, all along when it came to the story of the mikpah, by the truma, that the shemen was sitting there on top, the oil was, the shum was sitting on top, and it was not mixed. And that indeed, the Gemara was assuming all along, you don't need mixtures for Hetem Mitztaref Le'Isur. You do need, perhaps, the din of rov, that it shouldn't be but. But that doesn't mean that it has to be mixed. So therefore, Ravashi, now how is the question? If it doesn't have to be mixed, so then what the heck is the difference between Hetem Mitztaref Le'Isur and an Isser Mitztaref Le'Isur? I don't need an extra puzzle. Tell me Isser Mitztaref Le'Isur. Omar Lei, To which Rav Kahana replied, there still is a difference. Because heter le'isur is only mitztaref if the achila is done with both species together. So even though they don't need to be mixed, perhaps, is the way Tosis understands it, but you need to be eating them together. Otherwise, I mean, what puts them together, Bichlal? You're going to say it's an act of achila. What's the act of achila? It's like everything. You need to define when something begins, when something ends. So I've ended eating my chatzis ayis of heter. Now I'm eating a chatzis ayis of iser. What tells you to put it together? So therefore, with dafka bibavat achat, whereas isur li isur, the very fact that they share the shema isur is what puts them together. Like in anything else, if I eat a chatzis ayis nevela, and then another chatzis ayis nevela, as long as it's bashir, kidei achilat pras, I understand that that's the meaning of eating a kizayit nevela. For that I need kol to tell me that they are all the same shem ha'isur. So here it's afilu b'zachar zeh. However, there remains a problem. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, remember Rabbi Shimon Shita is that the din of kizayit b'chalal is only said l'gabi korban. But there is no din of korban on the isur nazir. Because there is no din of kareta the isur nazir, so he doesn't hold of tziruv at all. He says kol shehula makot. Remember that was Rabbi Shimon Shita we had back in the beginning of the Masechta in the first parak. So he says anything is going to be mechayev you, even if it's less than a kizayit. What according to Rabbi Shimon would be the meaning of the ribui mikol asher yaseh my dorishpe? What does he do with that mikol? We already know what Rabbi Shimon darshins from that. Remember earlier we had a machlokus in the Mishnah about whether a person says Hareini Nazir Minachar Tzanim. Is that sufficient to make him a Nazir? Or he needs to be Makabel Nazirut from everything. Rabbi Shimon Shita was, either you say you're a Nazir, Stam, which includes everything, or you say Hareini Nazir Mina Chartzanim Mina Zagin Mina Yain Mina Teglachat Atzon and so forth. So Ad he learns that means Inu Nazir Ad Shiazir Mikulam. So you have to be a Nazir across the board, and acceptance of a partial Nazirut is not a Nazirut. No, Rabbi Shimon Bichlal on any Isser doesn't hold of Tzira. Because what's the point of Tzira if you're chayav on a kosher? Rabbi Avoham Rabbi Lazar. Kol Rabbi Yiyot Shabbat Torah Ein Heter Mitztarif Le'isur Chutz Mirivi'it Shebinazir. Normally, now before we had Rabbi Avu saying almost the same thing, right? Except he said it in the Shem of Rabbi Yochanan before. Now he's saying it in the Shem of Rabbi Lazar. Before, when he said it in the Shem of Rabbi Yochanan, he used the words but kol achila Shabbat Torah, not kol the Revi'iyot Shabbat Torah. So here, he's limiting it to the din of Revi'it, not to the din of Kizayit. Sharei Amra Torah Mishrat Anavim. So my Ika, what difference is there between the Lashon of Rabbi Avu quoting Rabbi Yochanan and the Lashon of Rabbi Avu quoting Rabbi Elazar? The Nafkamina is very clear. Ika Binayu, the Rabbi Yochanan Marbi Afilu Ochlim. Rabbi Yochanan held that the din of Heter Mitztaref Le'isur was said on all of the Shiurei Nazir, even on the foodstuffs. Whereas according to Rabbi Elazar, it's Mashkin, but not Ochlin. So Mashkin in Midi Achrin Alo. Now the Rosh learns that this means not that the part of Heter has to be mashkin, but that the part of the iser has to be mashkin. So in other words, he's not saying that, thank you, that shara pito b'yayin wouldn't be chayim. He's not saying the only case would be if you mix wine and water, you would be chayim. He's just saying it's only the wine, it's not the grape. So that's the difference between them. There are some rishonim who hold that it's only liquids that are mitztarev liyisr. In which case, even the din of shara pito b'yayin, he would be disagreeing on. Rabbi Elazar would have to be mixing your yayin b'mayin, you would be chayev. I'm afraid we have to try to limit the noise. Elazar. The Elazar says a fascinating halakha. Eser Riviyote. You take a look in the Torah, and you will find 10 cases where there is a din of a Rivi'it. V'nakit Rav Kahana B'yodei. Now, Rav Kahana worked it out, and he came out with 5 red and 5 transparent. This is great. So there are 5 red Rivi'iyot, Chamesh Sumkata, V'chamesh Kivarta, and there's 5 clear Rivi'iyot. What are the 5 that are red? Chamesh Sumkata. So here is a simon to remember. A Nazir and an Osa Pesach were Mora B'Migdash, and they dropped dead. Wait. What's the simon? Let's take each word. A Nazir. Okay, Nazir obviously is referring to Revias. Revias Yayin L'Nazir. Now this is not Aliyah, but Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that the shir is what? There's only 4 Aliyah but Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so we got Revias Yayin L'Nazir. The next case was an Ose Pesach. The Ose Pesach is obviously a reference to the Seder. The Om Revi'it Om Reshmul Arbak Osot Alalu Tzarik Shebem Kedei Revi'it. So the din in the 4 Kosot of Pesach is that you must have a Revi'it of wine between them all, so that when you water them down 3-1, you will still have a shear of a revius of a kosher bracha. By the way, everybody asks, what's this kosher pesach? Just say, kosher bracha, it's a revius. It's a din in every kosher bracha. Right? Now, it's fascinating that it's a coincidence. It's difficult to explain that the din of revius is a revius. In other words, it's a din in fourths. We have the Arba Kosas, which just happened to work out to be the fourths, which equal the Revias when they're all together. And of course, if you look into the story, it's all about fourths, from beginning to end. We're going to take a look at all of the elements of Pesach that we talk about. You know, the Lashon HaSagula, the Pesach, and this should be the Mokra of the Din of Revias. Fascinating. So maybe there is something specific about the relationship of Revias to Nozir. Not to mention that there's also relationships of Revi'i to the connection to Schus of Eretz Yisrael in the first place, which is what Pesach was all about. It's Cham, Knan, things like that. To be thought about. Anyway, so that's the second one. That's a deal, right? But don't you know the Pesach? Eretz. Go ahead. Yeah. And Geffen. There you go. Revius is the first. That's what the Gemara said. So we say the Gemara asks that. Where does it say Revius? Is it Zalok and the Moshe Mitzinai this year?
But it's not really. It's just an Asmachta.
Yeah, it's Merum is in the Pasuk. So this is a Revius Yayin for Ose Pesach. That's the Arba Kosot Halal. The next word in the simon is shahoru. What's shahoru? That's the halach of shatar revi'it yayin al yore. A talmud chacham who drinks a revius is not allowed to be more halacha. This we learn out from the yayin v'shechar al tesh lehorot. So that means that besides the isra of knisa lebigdash, there's an isra of hora'ah. What is the bamigdash in the simon? Shatat, we ought to have a little Hawaiian song in the background when Zaba walks in just to get into the mood. Let me tell you, take one look at him, you're already halfway to Hawaii. So you drink a revias of yayin and you walk into the Beis HaMikdash and you chayav nisa. So this is the 4th of the 5 reviyot that are red. And what's the 5th revias that's red? Dam. And that's umetu. They died. That's a reference to the halacha of the Tanya Minayin L'Revi'it Dam. She yotze mishnei meitim. She ibetam ab oil. She never vow kol nafshot meit lo yavo nafshot. So we darsh nafshot is mashma to meitim. So in other words, even that which comes from two, and it's also nefesh. Nefesh means that the shear is the amount that is required for sustaining life. Moshe Rishonim learned that the Pachas Mervius of Dam in the circulatory system, a person cannot live. Others learn that's a bit arbitrary, and that the Shira Mervius Dam, fascinatingly enough, is taken from the amount of blood that is left in the heart. So in other words, there needs to be a Revius Dam in order for the heart to contract on blood at the pump. So the name of that's Revius Dam, very fascinating. There's a Revius Dam that is always at the heart of the matter. So we learn out in any event that that's the fifth Revius, that Revius Dam, even from Shnei Mesim, is Mitamabaya. What are the five Revi'iyot that are clear? The Chamesh Chivarta. The simon for that is Echalas Nozir Umetzera Shindifsilu B'Shabbat. That's your simon. Now each one of those words is connected one of the five. The Chalat, that refers to Revi'it Shemen Lechala. That's talking about if somebody is bringing a Korban Teda. Korban Teda requires Arba'im Chalot. 30 of those chalot are the chalot of the chametz, of the matzah rather. 10 are the chametz, and the 30 which are the matzah require you to bring shemen with them. So for the revucha you require an actual revius, and for the other two, because that's revucha, has a lot of oil, the other two share a revius between two. But in any event, there's a share of revius there by Chala, that's the first one. The second one is Nazir, that's Revia Shemen La Nazir, that's talking about the El Nazir who only brings Chalot and Rekikin, he doesn't bring Revucha. So between the two of them, you require a Revias, and that's the second one. Mitzora, that's Revias Mayim Le Mitzora, the Tzipor, Achaya, that we dip into the dam of the Tzipor HaShchuta, al Mayim Chayim, how much is there Mayim Chayim? That's a shear of a revius. And then we have the next one, is Shenifsalu. What's that talking about? It's not. It's a Kol HaMashkin Tmeim, Puslim Et HaGiviyah B'Revi'it. This is a Halacha Drabbana, that by drinking a revius, mashkim that are tmeim, the person becomes possible to eat truma, even though normally you can't make a human body tameh by mashkim and ochlin. But this was a special gezera that is similar to tful yom by achilas truma. Now, what's the last one? The last one is b'shabbat. B'shabbat, indeed, it says b'shar. The Tzan Vishar Kol HaMashkin B'Revi'it, over there it talks about the shiur of Hotzah for various liquids on Shabbat. And there, certain liquids have usability, even a small amount of liquid. But where there's no specific purpose to this type of liquid, the general rule is that a revius is considered to be a significant amount to be Mechayiv you on Hotzah. And Kol HaShofchim, any sewerage, is also b'revi'it, so that's usable for fertilizing or for patting down dirt and so on. That's gemar, but there's other revi'iyot, aren't there? I mean, v'tuleka. How about the most famous revi'it that everybody uses all the time? How about revi'it not limli adayim le'echad v'afilu l'shnayim? How about the halacha that revi'it represents the amount of water that is necessary for netilat yadayim in a magical way? It's not a sheer of the actual act of Natila, it's the amount of water required for Natila. Once you have a revi'it, you don't need a revi'it for each individual, because what's left after the Natila of the first person is still called Shiurei Tahara, and therefore works for Natilat Yadayim. Why isn't that a shiur? And we didn't mention that over here. Yeah, that's because it's a machloket, and the Plukta Lokamari, we're not talking about things that people are going to sit here arguing about. So Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with that. We're not going to mention it. Okay, what about the case of the Aika Hayamevi Paile Shalcheres Vinotein Latocha Chatsi Lug Mai Minakior? And Rabbi Yuda Omer, Rabbi Eat, now over there, the din to be Mashka Sota, is you have to now take water from the Kior, Remember that the Migdash is heavily involved in the Bedikah of the Sotah, so we take a little bit of earth from the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and we take water out of the Kiyor of the Beis HaMikdash. How much water? Says Rabbi Yehuda, Ravias Alug, why don't we mention Ravias? I already told you. The Plukta Lokamare. The Tanakama held it was Chatzilug. So we don't bring that case. Okay, V'ika, Kama Mayim Noten L'Tocha Koshu, and Rabbi Zakai Omer B'Raviyat. If you have now a chamber pot that contains urine, you want to daven in this room. So how much water do you need to mix in the bowl? So the Tanakama says Koshu, but Rabbi Zakai says a Raviyat of water. Again, the Plukta Loka Mayre. Yeah, but what about a mikvah? A mikvah of a revius is kosher for tefillat kelim. If you have a small kli, you could put it into a small mikvah. And nobody argues on that. Yeah, but bar me, I hear that's canceled. The batul rabbonu, the rabbonu will bevatel a mikvah that is less than 40 sa'ah. So you can never be tevel in less than 40 sa'ah, which is not really true. Because you can be tevel in a ma'ayan.
Yeah.
But then you don't need any shear. And certainly not a shear. In other words, if you have a ma'ayan, which is a tiny bit of water now that's seeping out, or you want to put a little sewing needle in there to be matayaret, you can be matayaret. You don't need any shear at all, as long as it's a chubot or ma'ayan. Okay?
Amen.
We found the mikvah. There's a mikveh in Barneya's neighborhood.
That goes down to a very thin has. There's no room for a body to get in there. And the has says it's enough for Caleb. So
there's
nothing we can bust.
Is it a mikveh or it's a maya?
Where's the mikveh?
Where?
It's in the room where we used to go down into. It's now like a little hole. It's under the room. It's right before the bar mitzvah room.
Well, try to use one hand or the other hand, if you can't remember right and left.
Right before the underground.
Thank you. Maybe before the Rabbon Room of Hassel.
I found another mikvah somewhere. Come on. Opposite the Western wall. Mystery.
Okay. Back to life. Back to life, gentlemen. Ve'eno chayav. Let's take a look again at the Mishnah. It's been a long time. So we should look back. And remember, we got a little confused how many shitot there are in the Gemara. I don't think you're going to get less confused today. It's always an opportunity to get more confused. So, again, remembering the shitot of the year. Eino chayav. Take a look on Lamadal. Yeah. The Eino chayav ach yochal mina anavim kezayit. You're only chayav if you eat a kezayit of anavim. Now, it does the same thing about shtia. Suddenly, click, the Mishnah Rishayna, now all of a sudden appears. Mishnah Rishayna emers ach yishter of the ityayin. Rabbi Akiva omer afilu sharapito bayayin. So now, there are a number of different ways of reading this. One way of reading it, the way the Rosh reads it, is that there is a Eino chayav ach yochal min ha'anavim kizayit, and that Mishnah, that Tana that we're saying, is actually following Rabbi Akiva. And he holds, Eino ach yochal min ha'anavim kizayit, you're supposed to stick in, but, and since it doesn't say anything, it says, according to the Mishnah Rishona, if you drink a revius, means that according to the Tanakhama, if you eat a revius, if you drink a kezayit, right? So in other words, according to the Rosh, the Tanakhama is the same as Rabbi Akiva, except he doesn't use the tziruf. So that there is a Tanakhama. Tosis, the Rabbi Natan, denies there is a Tanakhama. And understands this to be the Mishnah. He said, how do we start talking about? First we say the Shita that we're going to see later is the Mishnah Achrayna, then we switch to the Mishnah Rishayna, then we go back to the Mishnah Achrayna. It's a little weird. So therefore, it must be that this is all the Mishnah Rishayna, according to him. In which case, the Mishnah Rishayna is being mechalic between Achila v'Shtiyah, And Rabbi Akiva is not being mechalek between achila v'shtiyah. It's another way of reading the Mishnah. The Rambam reads the Mishnah, also that there are three shitos, but different three shitos. So according to the Rambam, the Tanakama indeed is inokayev achyokal. So the Tanakama holds the standard thing. You know, there's a din of ashtiyah, revias, achila b'kisayev, I spell it out to you. It's like everything else in the Torah. So inokayev achyokal kisayev and yishter revias. The Mishnah Rishayna says, we're going to compare everything to Revi'it, and therefore we're going to say even Achila is Revi'it. And then comes along, Rabbi Akiva says the exact opposite, everything is B'Kizayit. Anyway, depending, Richie dear, depending on how you understand the Mishnah, there are also different Girsa'ot to understand the next piece of Gemara in terms of what is the difference between the Tanakh and the Gemara. Clearly, if there may be different Tanakamas over here. So it says the Gemara, the Tanakama, lo midame lahon, l'chol isurei nazir l'shtia. So the Tanakama is not comparing all of the isurei nazir to shtia, which would mean that they're not, even though the center point of the nazir is the lo yishteh, nonetheless, the Isra Vachila remains an Isra Vachila, and we don't darshan a connection between the two with the Vav that's Vachaber them, and say that it's all basically a function of Shtia. So this seems to imply that there are two separate things. There's Achila and there's Shtia. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, there's only actually Shtia, meaning it's all Achila, it's all Berevias. So since the Torah now puts it together with the words lo yochal, we darshan over here the vav of ve'anavim, says Taisvus, we put it together, and therefore it's all an iser of a kizayit. Again, you see over here that we seem either to be missing something or to be assuming a tana that isn't there. Use your imagination to be metakein b'girsah for each of the various shitas above. Okay? But basically, there are two issues over here. One is, do we darshan the comparison of achila v'shtia? And the other one is, and if we do, in what direction? Do we say that in this case, shtia is the ikar and all shirber berevias? Or do we say that the achila is the ikar, and even the shtia is because of the vav, the ve'anavim, is a bit kizayit. Okay, that gives us the three different options. Whether we use all the three options, that's a machlokes rishon. V'chayav ala yayin b'fnei atzmo. Let's continue the Mishnah on Lamed Daled Amud Beis. So we said over here that you're going to be chayav on each one of these things separately. You will be chayav ala yayin b'fnei atzmo, al ha'anavim b'fnei atzman, al ha'chartzanim b'fnei atzman, v'ala zagim b'fnei atzman. Whereas according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, we have a new chiyuv of shnei chartzanim v'zag. Tana Rabbana. So the Braita spells out the makor of this Mishnah in the Torah. It says in the pasuk va'anavim lachim v'yiveshim lo yochal. Don't eat fresh or dried grapes. L'chayav al ze b'fnei atzmo. That's the teacher. Even though you'd say, but I know that. I mean, why would I make an afkamina between one and the other? So it's to tell me that if it's got two separate shemos in the pasuk, and that's what the Torah is going out of its way to give you, is a separate shem, that you'll be chayav on each one separately. So mikanat adam the kol yisurin shabat Torah, that where the Torah gives you a different name for something, it means to include it as a separate lav. Makanshu min echad. It's really one species, and yet it has a different name. Vein shnei shemot, and the Torah spells out each one to be included in the lav of kol asher yetzim migefen hayayin. Chaye v'alzeh b'fnei atzmo, v'alzeh b'fnei atzmo. Af kol shehu min echad vein shnei shemot. Chaye v'alzeh b'fnei atzmo, v'alzeh b'fnei atzmo. Including what? Now this really, some say, Tosfos Girs here is Malamed al kol Yisurei Nazir, not al kol Yisurei Shabbat Torah. Because the Gemara is not bringing an example of another such case where you have two species, a single species that's given two different names. But by Nazir, we do in fact have a lot of examples of that. Because, I mean, what's it supposed to mean? No, don't drink yain and don't drink sheikhar. Well, what's the difference if it's yain or sheikhar? I mean, it's fresh, it's old, it's mixed. I mean, either it is yain or it isn't yain. That's the same thing as saying grapes that are dried and grapes that are not dried. Who cares? But all of a sudden I need to have a special pasuk. So therefore it's coming to tell me that in each case that we have two shemot, even though it's the same species, it's chiyei val zeh bifnei atzmo, val zeh bifnei atzmo. What I'm addressing over here is la tuyei chamra chadatav inve. So Tosis points out that, I mean, obviously I don't need a brayta to tell me a chiddush mikana talamed to the things that are mentioned beferish in the Torah. It says yayin v'shechar. But I would have thought that yayin is only called yayin if it reaches a certain stage, which is the fourth day, which is already, there's at least the beginning of fermentation. How about if I take a grape and I squeeze it? Now I've got kenem grape juice. What happens at that point? I drink that together with a fresh grape that I didn't bother squeezing. It's exactly the same taste. Exactly the same thing. How about there? That's what it's coming to be, Mara. By drinking fresh juice, grape juice. So here we see there's really different dargas. It turns out that there's the din of the grape juice. Then there's the din of yayin chadati, which is fermenting grape juice. Then there's yayin and shechar. So there's really four stages that we could have. So in this case, I need to have that riboy, chamra chadatav inve, that I would be chayim. Omra abayim, achal chartzan lo keshtayim. If you eat just a chartzan, you would be chayiv too. This would be a kezayato of a chartzan, unless we learn, of course, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that there's a new din of a shear of birya, where you eat the chartzan and the zagib. But since the Torah mentions separately, you said achal chartzanim alone, you'd be chayiv. So you'd be chayiv on the chartzanim, plus the overall chiyuv of mikol asher yaseh migefen hayayin. So that's really two. If you ate just zagim, you'd be also lokesh tayin. If you ate chartzan and a zag, so you'd be lokesh shalosh. Rav Amar ein aloke ela achat. There is no chiev of malchus separately for the general love of the mikol. The mikol asher yaseh is a love shebichlalut, and ein aloke a love shebichlalut. Mati Rav Pap, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Nozir Shayashote Yain Kalayom, Eno Chayav Ala Achat. So Nozir who drinks all day long, you're not chayav on each one of those drinkings. But Omar Lo, Altishte, Vushote. So then you're chayav Al Kalachat Viachat. Obviously, if he gets a separate Hatra'ah and is over each time, he's chayav each time. Achal Anavim Lachim Yveyeshim, Chartzanim Vizagim, V'sachat eshkol shel anavim. Now he's managed to do every last one of the things that the Torah prohibited. Of course, it doesn't say anything about drinking vinegar, but okay, we'll worry about that, because it does say chometz. So if he takes all of these things and he drinks it, then he's lokeh chamesh. Huh? Question is, says Rav Papa to Abaye, I thought you said you'd be chayev on the general love of Mikol Asher Yaseh. And here the Tana has spoken out each and every possibility and has come out with a maximum of five, which disproves your contention that there's a separate Malkus for the Kol Asher Yaseh. How come he only says five? According to you, Iochi Lil Kalchesh, you have to mention Achat Mikol Asher Yaseh. Says Abaye, well, Tana Mashiach. The Tana has left out something else too. Really, says Rav Papa, and what might that be, dear Abaye? My shir, the Aishir. Shir lo yachel devaro. How about the Chiyavan being Mavatal, the Neder? Ah, that doesn't count, says Rav Papa. We're looking at Isuri Nazir. Lo yachel devaro, there's something that's not unique to Nazirut. I mean, that could be true of any Neder. Imi shum har lav shiur, I don't accept that as something the Tana left out. Kikatoni midi deloite beduchte achrite. We're only discussing things that are unique that you don't find in general by Nadorim. Lo yachel devaro ite benadorim. Next time it might be a scorpion. You gotta be careful. Omar le Ravina me parzaki al Ravashi. Vashir ben Abinai. What's the problem? This is a simple case, huh? I mean, you left out the Ben Abinai. Remember the case of Ben Abinai, we had three Perushim. One Ben Abinayim of the Mefarish was the gel around the seeds, which is used for tartar. But the Rabbi Natan's pshat was grapes that grow Ben Abinai. So they're hidden from the sun, they never mature. Others, Lortes' own pshat was Ben Abinayim means you scoop out the actual content of the grape, which is not the normal way of eating grapes. It's got a pile of grape scoopings. So it comes to tell me even Shalokidar Chachilis, weakish kind of chop. But anyway, each one of them will learn slightly differently the sugya over here as Tosis goes through. As I mean, is this clear what the question is? Vashir, why didn't you ask? You're asking on Rav Papa now? And according to you that the other two aren't left, why not mention this? To which Rav Papa says, I was kidding, boys. It never did say five. Still don't ask me any questions. So what'd you lie for? I wanted to catch a bayit. I thought a bayit made all this up on his own, that you get this extra love of Mikola Shayasa Migefen Ayai. So I pretended that it said five. The Tana never did say five, but I figure if I push him to a corner, he'll admit that he made the whole thing up. But now that I saw that he argued, and he started telling me about Shear, and I was arguing about my Shear, the highest sea is really serious. So he must have been Makabal, this pshat. And he really had a Gemara that taught him that there would be a Kiev indeed of a separate lab for Mikola Sher Yaseh. Lo tanya mide chamesh. Never said five. I was just pulling your leg. What do you mean it never said five? You were the guy who was asking about five. Va'otve chamesh. Me'achad lo tanya chamesh. My time ha'otve. If it never said it, how come you were running around quoting it as a question? Omer of Papa, well, you see, anasavri lav gemara hibiyade. I thought that he was just saying this on his own. It wasn't a gemara. So I figured, v'hadarbe, you'll have karota if I bring him a source, you know. It's always good to make up a source. then when the guy says, okay, I surrender, you say, well, if it was so easy to surrender, now I can tell you there was no such source. But that means he's not really all that convinced. Another one of Schopenhauer's ways, 38 ways to schlug up somebody illicitly. Just make up a source. Exactly. So I actually figured Lav Gemara Yibiyadev. I figured he would have Charata. But Velo Yadana, the Gemara Yibiyadev. Velo Harabe. I didn't realize that actually he was going to fight at me, you know, and that he was actually a Makabalist. Very cute story. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's approach is Bichar Tzadim Vatzak. He understands that it means if you eat the pips together with the skin. So then that is a concept of a birya that the Torah is telling you. Norm is to have multiple pips. You have two pips together with the skin. That's the equivalent of eating a birya in the Torah that doesn't require a kazayit. But that means that he holds, like the Pirish, Bichar Tzanim, the Loshon Rabim is a reference to the pips. And the zag is a reference to the skin. Now that's a machlokus in the Mishnah of the Alibid Rabbi Yossi. Omer Rabbi Yossi k'man metargamina miportzanin va'ad itzurin. If you take a look at the Targum says hartzanim adzag means miportzanim va'ad itzurin. So who is the source of the idea that chartzanim are indeed the inside and the zag is the outside of the inbal? That's got to be Rabbi Yossi, because the concept of portzanim is mashma, that which is inside. We always use it. Portzina. Itzurin is mashma something that can be squeezed. Ne'etzar. And that, the grapes, you can continue, skins, you can continue to squeeze for whatever moisture is in there. It's not going to do you much good to squeeze the actual pits in the grape. So that must be going, aliva kereb yosi, which in fact was the way the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was understanding as well, aliva de hilchasa. Omele Ravashi, Lerev Kahana, Elohadetani mikol asher yaseh migefen hayayin. According to Rabbi Akiva, this makes no sense at all. But Rabbi Akiva, Ashti Yeshlomer, even heter is mitzarf liyisur. So obviously, yisur liyisur, me boy. Amalei, not necessarily. Heter liyisur is only going to be mitzarf if you eat them about achat. Whereas yisur liyisur is mitzarf afilu bezachaseh. V'Rabbi Shimon, the let late siruv. Not necessary because he's b'chayim on koshu. So mikol asher yaseh my dorish bein, amalecha hu mi bo'ele, la'olam inu nazir, ad shiyazir nikuman. Om Rebbe Avu, Om Rebbe Elazar. Kol revi'iyot shebatorah, ein heter mitztaref liyisur, chutz revi'iyot shebenazir, shari amra Torah, mishrat, my ika, bein the version quoted of Rebbe Avu by Rebbe Yochanan, and the version quoted according to Rebbe Elazar, which are Nazir, that's Rav Yisya'in Shalom Nazir. Osa Pesach is a reference to Rav Yonah Mishmol Arbak Vesot Alolu. Tzorech Shebem Kedei Revi'i. Shahoru is the din of Shatar Revi'it Yayin Al Yore. B'Migdash is the din of Shatar Revi'it Yayin V'Nichnas L'Migdash Chayav Mita. Umeitu is the din that Tani Minayin Revi'it Dam. She yotza mishnei metim shimitama ba'oil, shem rabbi al kol nafshot met lo yavo. And then there's the chomesh chivarta, and the simit for that is chalat nazir umetzorah, shenifsalu b'shabbat, which is chalat refers to revi'at shemen lechalat, nazir refers to revi'at shemen for the el le nazir, mitzorah refers to revi'at mayim of the shkit of the tzipora chaya, the mitzorah. And Shenifslu is a reference to Kol HaMashkin Tmein Pasim B'ta Gviya B'Revi'id. And Mishabbat is a remiss to the Mishnah that's on V'Shar Kol HaMashkin B'Revi'id V'Kol HaShofchim B'Revi'id V'Tu Leka. What about V'Ayikim B'Revi'id Notim Ili Yadayim L'Achad V'Fil L'Shnayim? That's Machloket V'Tul Kalok HaMari. What about Ayikim Ayam Evi Pailei Shakeres V'Notin Atocha Chatsil Ugmayim Min Akiyot prepared for the Sota? That's machlokes. Va'ika kamba bayim noten letocha koshu. Rabbi Zakkai omer revi'it to be mavatal a avit shomer aglayim. Bepluta lokamari. What about a mikvah for kelim? Everybody's made it. That's a revi'it. It's true. But bar mi'ayida but lua rabbanon. Ve'edo chayav elach shokal bin anabim kizayit. So the Tana came along with David over Kolitzuri Nazir the Shtiya. Rabbi Akiva and Kiva the Chtiva Anavim Lachim Yeveshim Lo Yochal. Now Achiva Kezayit, the Vav of the Anavim teaches me of Kolitzuri Kezayit. The Chayav, Alayayin Bifnei Atzmo, and so on to Rabba. Anavim Lachim Yeveshim Lo Yochal Lachayav Asa Bifnei Atzmo, Asa Bifnei Atzmo. Mikan Atadad, the Kolitzuri Shibin Azir. Ma kan shumina chad ben shnei shemot chayav al zeh b'fnei atzmo v'al zeh b'fnei atzmo av kol shumina chad ben shnei shemot chayav al zeh b'fnei atzmo v'al zeh b'fnei atzmo latui echam lechadda v'invi Omer Abaye achal chartzan lo keshtayim achal zag lo keshtayim achal chartzan v'zag lo keshalosh rav amra in elokei lachad shein elokei alav shebechlalut. Mati Grupapa, Rabbi Elazar, Nazir Shaya Shota Yan Kalayot, Eno Chayava Lachat, Tabru, Atish Tatish Tav, Vu Shota Chayava Kolachat Vyachat, Achal Anavim Lakim Yivishim, Chartzani Mizagim, Visachat Eshkosha Anavim, Vishata, Loke Chamesh, according to you, Iyachi Luke Shesh, Achata Mikola Shiyase, Tara Vashir, Mashir Dashir, Shiloyach el devaro. Imish shumai lav shiro. Yigatani mine deloy te beduk achrite. But lo yach el devaro. What's that have to do with Nazir? Ite in homendorin. Omer le ravino mi barzaki ravashi. But what about the fact that we're shir ben aminai? Well, says Rapport, but it's really not a question. Ha ha. Lo tana mine chomish. What do you mean lo tana mine chomish? Who would say chomish? Miach lo tana chomish. My time outve. I'm Rav Papa. I was just kidding around. I mean, I'm a Safri. Love Gemara Ibiyade. And I figure I'll make up a source, and that'll scare him away and buy him. V'hadarbe. But lo yadana de Gemara Ibiyade, v'lo hadarbe. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omar Rav Yosef, mikan metargam, keman metargamina, mipurtsanin v'aditzurin, keman kereb Yosef.